Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast. My name is Jordan Mendoza, and I am your host, and I'm excited to dive back into our series, What Does a Sales Coach Do? And this episode is part four, and we're going to focus on the fact that sales coaches help with accountability for your reps. It doesn't matter what world you're in, whether it's sales, whether it's fitness, whether it's construction, doesn't matter what it is. It's all about the reps that you're willing to put in and day out. Yesterday is gone. Today's here. What reps are we going to put in today? What activities, what action are we actually going to take today that are going to move the needle forward in our business? And so sales is no different. It's about the reps. It's about how many people are you talking to? How many people have you reached out to? How many face-to-face conversations have you had? How many in-person conversations have you had? How many virtual conversations have you had? How many different ways have you tried to get your message about who you are and what you do out into the marketplace? That is the type, those are the types of reps that I'm talking about. Because as a business owner, it gets very lonely out there. You know, you're out there and you're, you know, waking up and you're excited and you're ready to go put out the reps. But and then maybe you get distracted by something and you end up, you know, scrolling through on a social media platform, or maybe you get a notification that, you know, a new season is available on your latest show. And now all of a sudden you're over there. And so a sales coach will help you with accountability. And you, this is someone you're going to check in with consistently. With all my clients, you know, that are I work with in my programs, you know, like we're meeting weekly because I need to know, hey, what have you been doing? It's great that I've got strategies and I've got things and systems that we can build. But if you're not actually out there every day putting in the work and the reps, then you're not going to see the results that you want to see. And so that's the best part about having a coach, is because a coach can help you stay accountable. You know, you can't, you know, you can BS a lot of people. It's not going to be your coach. Your coach is going to know, because more than likely and hopefully your coach has also put in the reps themselves. They've also invested the time and energy and effort to get and acquire the skill set to be able to coach you. So it's all about the reps. Even coaches have reps. I'm consistently learning and trying to add more value to my arsenal so that I can give more value to all of my clients. And so if you don't have an accountability partner, or if maybe you used to and now your accountability partner disappeared, maybe they moved, maybe the relationship ended, I'm not sure what it is. You need an accountability partner, whether that's me or whether that's somebody else. My recommendation is that you get one, because if you have somebody that can check in with you and they can look you in the face and say, hey, how many people did you reach out to today? Okay. And if you know that's a low answer and you have a coach, they're going to know. We're going to be able to read it all over your face, because there's going to be this sense of disappointment that you have in yourself, because you're lying to yourself essentially if you're not out there putting in the work. And for some of you that are listening to this, you might say, okay, well, you talk about reps and you talk about going and doing the thing, but what are all these things? And so if you've listened to the rest of the series, which if you haven't, make sure you go back. This is the fourth part of the series. We have so many great episodes on, you know, what does a sales coach do? So make sure you go back and get that context. But the activities, as far as keeping you accountable for, is these are revenue generating activities. You can call them RGAs. And so that could look like a post, right, where you're posting a piece of content that's telling people about your business and what you do. And you've got a clear call to action that tells them that you want them to book a call with you. And then you take that extra step and you put that call link in the comment section on the platform that you're posting it on, so that they actually can go click on that thing. And so that would be one example of a revenue generating activity. It's actually creating a piece of content that was thoughtfully created. And the goal is to educate and encourage people or help people in the vertical that you're in. And then we're giving them a CTA of where we want them to go next. And then providing that mode of transportation to get them there, whether that's your scheduling link, your website. And there's a lot of places that we can drive traffic to. It could be your free resource, your lead magnet, could be your YouTube channel, wherever that number one traffic source is for you. And every business is different. Okay. And so wouldn't it be nice if you had someone that you met with that could say, hey, how many folks did you reach out with today? Which platforms did you do it? Did you send an email to your list? Did you record a podcast episode that helps your audience? Did you publish that newsletter that we talked about? You know, they're going to be there to help you and to guide you and to get you back on track. Because let's face it, folks, all of us get off track. And all of us need somebody in our corner that can help us get back on track. And in the world of sales, which is really just a way of helping people solve their problems, we are, you know, helping people with a bridge that's missing in their world in whatever capacity that is. You could insert the bridges they need to figure out how to lose weight. The bridge could be they need to figure out how to generate more revenue. The bridge could be they need to figure out how to fly airplanes, right? And so they need a coach for that. And so that is your role as a business owner, is helping them with that bridge. And so similarly, my role as a sales coach and other sales coaches that are out there, our role is to help you fill that gap so that you can cross over and get to where you want to be. And it doesn't happen alone. So whether it's reaching out to me because you heard this episode and you're like, yes, that's what I need this year, Jordan, is I need a coach. Reach out to me. I'd love to help you. And matter of fact, in the show notes, in this episode, you can book a call with me, 30 minutes. I'll evaluate your business, take a 30,000 foot look at it and see if I'm a good fit. I'm not a great fit for everybody, but for the people that I am a great fit for, it will help your business. It will make a difference for you. Find that accountability partner, folks. You will not regret it. Until next time, make sure you tune in to the previous episodes, like I mentioned in the series. We've got 1, 2, and 3 that are already released. We're not done yet, folks. There's so many other things that sales coaches do that I'm excited to share with you. Keep blazing your own trail and make sure to jump in those show notes, folks. If you're struggling with accountability and you need help, book a call with me. I would love to be able to partner with you and help you achieve your goals. Until next time, have a great day.